Bishop Lambert's newly published book, The Christian and the Culture, is now available for purchase at Amazon.com and ChristianandtheCulture.com. You can buy your book online or join Bishop Lambert for a special book signing on Wednesday, February 3rd at 7 p.m. at Lighthouse of Deliverance Gospel Church, located at 365 Blackwood Clementon Road in Lindenwall, New Jersey. God is calling Christians to a higher level of spiritual awareness. The Christian and the Culture is a valuable resource for overcoming the tricks of the enemy. Be sure to get your copy of this life-changing book and learn how to become a conqueror through Christ Jesus. For more information, call 215-885-2585.
If you believe God for a miracle and you know we can do the impossible, shout yeah.
You're listening to the Climbing Higher Radio Broadcast with Bishop Eric A. Lambert, Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church, a place where miracles still happen.
Strongholds. But now I need to tell you the foundation of the stronghold. For the stronghold cannot be built without this foundation. Now, some of you have experience in building buildings and houses and things of that nature, and you know that if the building is to be secure, if it is to be strong, then the foundation needs to be stronger. The foundation has to be stronger than the building, or when the wind and the rains come, the building will fall. And so that's why when you walk past a construction site, they spend a lot of time down in the hole making sure it's right. And see, when you dig down in the hole, you run into rats, you run into worms, you run into muddy, smelly, stinky water. And sometimes if the blueprints aren't exactly right, you might hit a sewer line. And you know what runs through sewer lines. Well, that's what God is doing. Before he builds you up in the faith, he digs down in your foundation and he finds all the stinky stuff down in there, the pride, the arrogance, the self-righteousness, the hypocriticalness. God isn't looking for the smoking cigarettes. God isn't looking for the liquor. God is looking for a wounded heart that will promote that sin. God knows that you'll grow out of them cigarettes, and he knows you'll stop drinking, and he knows you'll stop cussing, but he also knows you got such bitterness in there because you are abused as a child, that while he's digging that foundation up. He knows you can't love the family of God if you don't love your own family. So he's trying to reconnect you with your family so that you can connect with the family of God. Before Satan builds a stronghold of arrogance and pride and anger, God wants to get in there and say, look, start talking to your family again. Start loving them again. Because if you can't love home, you can't love church. So let me get to that foundation. Let me get in there. Woo! How does the devil get in there? How does he get in there? You say, oh, do you drink? Drinking don't bring him in. Drinking is not a result of the devil being in your life. Drinking is your flesh just wanting to get high. You just want to feel good for a while. God took care of that. He gave you endorphins. The endorphins in your brain will make you feel as high as liquor. But the problem is they have to be stimulated. And what stimulates endorphins is laughter. Laughter can make you high. You ever laugh so much till you say, you start staggering just like a drunk person. You ever notice when you laugh, you can't hate? When you laughing with me, you can't be mad at me. You're like, oh, Pastor Lambert, he ain't got a bit of sense. So God says, yeah, I want you to be high, but I want you to be high from endorphins. You know what miserable people are? Miserable people aren't demon-possessed. Miserable people are people that don't laugh. And the more you laugh, the happier you'll be. And you need to just look at things to make you laugh. Shanae will make you laugh. Little snotty-nosed Roscoe will make you laugh. Drown will make you laugh. Sheldon will make you laugh. But no, we watch CNN, MSNBC. We watch all the news in our car. Put on the comedy station on Xfinity, Xbox. You don't have to listen to preaching all day long. Laugh! And I'm not talking about the bad ones. I'm talking about the clean ones. I listen to the clean ones. They have Milton Berle and they have, you know, the good clean. And they make me laugh. And I'm just laughing on my way to a meeting with church people. And by the time I get there, they think I've been with God. No, I've been with laughter. But how does Satan get in? How does he get in? Oh, well, see, praise the Lord. Now, don't go out and watch these old spooky movies. I grew up on spooky movies. Frankenstein, Dracula, Lon Chaney, and the spookiest of all, Barnabas Collins on Dark Shadows. Boy, I'm only 25, and I remember my sister watching Dark Shadows. I thank God we didn't have no DVDs or recorders back then. Dark Shadows. I saw they put that on TV a couple weeks ago. They were just talking about the different types of soap operas. And when that ran by, my mind went back to my sister watching Dark Shadows and Barnabas the Vampire. I grew up on that stuff. It didn't make me weird. So apparently that's not what creates the stronghold. Paul goes on to tell us something. He says, the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. And I'd like to insert this phrase. So as a result, we cast down imaginations and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, and bring into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. I call your attention to three words: imagination, knowledge, and thought. Because the concept of those three words is repeated in this passage, Paul suggests to us that the point of advantage with the devil is your thought life. If he can control how you think, he will establish a foundation to build a stronghold that's impregnable. Once Satan has control of your thought life, God's word can't get through it. Once Satan has convinced you that somebody is against you, love can't reach your heart. Compassion has no place in you. You will violate every principle of the word of God once your mind is fully convinced that this person is trying to hurt you. It will generate such anger and such bitterness that you will reach out to try to grab other people to be with you, because misery loves company. And so against this, Paul says that we must cast down imaginations. And what are imaginations? The Greek word there is reasoning, and it speaks to logical human thought. Now, my brothers and sisters, we get to the advanced school of theological teaching. We start looking at some things that are extremely painful, because when you talk about logical thought, we now begin to focus in on the true desire of the devil. If you go to Genesis chapter 2, verse 16, and the Lord God commanded the man, saying, of every tree of the garden thou mayest freely eat. I call your attention to this command: of every tree of the garden thou mayest freely eat. Of every plural tree of the garden thou mayest freely eat. Of every tree of the garden thou mayest freely eat. But of the tree, singular, of the knowledge of good and evil, thou shalt not eat of it. For in the day thou eatest thereof, thou shalt surely die. One tree, he was forbidden to eat the fruit of one tree. I wish God had made it a broccoli tree and we wouldn't be in sin. I don't know what it was. Modern thinking says it was an apple. I can't say it was an apple. I can't even bring myself to imagine that an apple was the cause of the fall of man. I mean, as much as I love apples, I can't believe when I bite into that apple. And my wife likes to bring me apples. I can't think that Eve brought her man that apple to end the world. I don't know what the fruit was. All I know is there was an order against it. But why? We're told in this world that knowledge is good. If you're successful in business, you're told that knowledge is power. But God is telling him not to eat of that tree of the knowledge of good and evil. Why wouldn't God want you to know good and evil? Adam was not holy, he was innocent. As being innocent, he didn't need to know what evil was. He had no point of reference. God was sparing him from the pain of the knowledge or the choice of the knowledge. You see, I'm convinced today that one of the primary reasons our children are so dysfunctional is because they know too much. Our families, us baby boomers, we were kept from information. They tell you, leave the room. Get out of grown folk business. I didn't know what a bill was. I just knew the lights were on. My parents didn't sit down and say, look at this electric bill. You're watching that darn TV all night. No, they just come in and turn it off. They kept us from all that knowledge. Never told us anything about sex. Never told. They never sat down and said, that's what this is for, and that's where that goes, and that's where that. Never told us nothing. Where the babies come from? I ain't pregnant. I just ate too much. They lie like a rug. But they were trying to preserve your innocence. I'm not saying it was right, but I'm saying I understand their heart. And God knew that if man knew too much, he'd create his own prison. And that's exactly what's happening. What did the Lord say to me several months ago when I was going through some situations? He said, if I can keep you off that internet, I can heal you. I was like, whoa. Because you keep going there to get conflicting views. And if you just go to the word of God and get a singular view, if God says, I'm the Lord that healeth thee, why are you reading all this stuff from people that can't heal you? And so here comes Satan building a stronghold. In chapter 3, he builds the stronghold. He comes to the woman and he says, did God say you shall not eat of every tree of the garden? Notice the subtlety. What's he attacking? Her logical thought. We may eat of the fruit of the trees of the garden. The question was, did God say you shall not eat of every tree of the garden? In other words, Satan comes to get you to exercise logic over God's command. And God is not logical. He's God. None of our parents were logical. No parent is logical to the children because they're seeing it from their perspective. He comes and says, hath God said, you shall not eat of every tree of the garden? And the woman said, we may eat the fruit of the trees of the garden. But the fruit of the tree, which is in the middle of the garden, God had said, you shall not eat of it, neither shall ye touch it, lest ye die. Now here's the problem. What's death?
For a copy of the message you just heard in its entirety, call 215-885-2585. And when ordering, request ID number
12-1-15-A.
Today's message is available on CD for $9 and DVD for $16. The Climbing Higher TV broadcast can be seen on WBPH TV 60, Monday through Friday at 7:30 a.m. To attend Bethel Sunday services, join us at 2929 West Sheltenham Avenue at 7:30 a.m., 11:30 a.m., and 6 p.m., with prayer and Bible study being held every Wednesday beginning at 7 p.m. For more information, visit us on the web at www.betheldeliverance.org. Thank you for tuning in to the Climbing Higher broadcast with Bishop Eric A. Lambert, Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church, a place where miracles still happen.